since you are having trouble in these classes, like, have you thought about like what happens after you pass them, or like, do you still want to be a biology major?
After talking to my chemistry butt professor, I thought a lot about it, and I thought maybe science isn't for me. I really thought it was when I came in. So, and after this, I'll have to take organic chemistry and biology 3, which is even more on this, and I'm not even doing well in these stuff. So I feel like I think it's best if I just take another major, but still somewhere that can be in the pre-med track, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, we will look into that. I'm gonna look at your degree evaluation really quick. And you. And did you already look up other majors? With the what if?
Yeah,
Okay.
so I thought I looked, I searched that up, some couple of majors that fit pre-med and stuff.
Okay.
They said sociology.
A, B, C, D, E. Okay. All right, and then I'm gonna process it. So with sociology, you will need all these classes, which is like four,
It's
eight
like,
classes.
yeah.
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
If you were to take sociology, like what kind of doctor would you be? Like, or is that just the major that they accept when you're applying to pre-med?
When I was talking with a friend yesterday, he says that, so I don't know. I haven't done much research, but what do you know? I think, if, so you know, If you're, you know what? If you do get a good MCAT score, and does your major matter?
I guess not, to be honest. I think medical school is probably like graduate school where you just apply to the program and you can have almost any major and you just get in because you either have a strong application or you want to pursue a higher like degree, a higher position in life. What kind of doctor do you want to be? Do you know? Pediatrician, okay.
Sociology, I kind of looked it up. It's kind of like.
Kind of like a people history in a way. Yeah.
Studying people.
Which is interesting. I think you're very good at that.